contravention of Article 147 of the Geneva Convention, which prohibits extensive destruction of property. Furthermore, the Israeli blockade of Gaza continues to deny basic necessities such as food, medicine, and fuel to the civilian population in direct violation of Article 33 of the Geneva Convention, which prohibits collective punishment. The international community, particularly the Human Rights Council, must take urgent action to hold accountable those responsible for these grave breaches and in protection of the Palestinian people's fundamental rights, as affirmed by both international human rights and humanitarian law framework, and the international responsible to apartheid must no longer be limited to condemnation. I thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Palestinian Center for Human Rights.
Mr. Vice President, we are days away from approaching 1 year since Israel began its ongoing genocide against the Palestinian people in Gaza, one of the worst that humanity has ever witnessed. Not a single day has passed on the people of Gaza without burying innocent children and women whose only mistake in life is being from Gaza. Not a single day has passed Gazans thinking about why has the world left them to face this genocidal machine alone. Israel is starving the civilian population and is attacking and destroying all hospitals